Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
And I said, Philip, there's something you got to know about God. He's a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now, that's what Scripture says, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So I said, you've got to believe. I said, now, first of all, we've got to get everybody's sins confessed. I said, Mom and Dad. And so we started looking at them, and they had several sins that I won't go into detail, but I said, you have got to repent of all sin, ever sin. You've got to repent, ask God to forgive you. As His daughter and son, He will forgive you. That's a beautiful part about God. If you're a son or God, you ask God, He will forgive you. And I said, then we can pray and we'll take this one. After we got everybody, I said, 2 or 3 hours later, we got all their sins confessed and we went through all kinds of wonderful promises. And then I asked Philip a question. I said, Philip, I said, do you believe that the Jesus I've been reading about in these words can take these warts off of your body? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read from that book, I believe Jesus can do anything. Are we on safe ground?
We are.
We're on safe ground. Yep, that's where we get needed to get to a point where he can believe with no doubt in his heart. And so I said, okay, now then I'm going to take this wonderful promise. Now, this you don't forget this one. This is a good one. But I'm going to take Matthew 18:19. I said, this is a wonderful promise. And I said, we're going to go to Matthew 18:19. And then I want us to read this scripture, Philip. And then I want us to stand on this scripture for the removal of all these warts and scars from your body. In other words, I'm at the point now, I've seen God take warts and scars off my own body. I know He can do it. I've seen Him do it. So I have no problem with my faith. I know it's written also in God's Word. So I take that Matthew 18:19. Can you read Matthew 18:19 from where you are? Can you read that?
It says 19.
Verse 18:19. What does that say?
Sorry, yes, chapter 18.
Yeah.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of a promise is that?
Crystal clear.
I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to interpret that one, do you, brother?
You know, you're an idiot if you can't understand.
But you know, I mean, I was one of those.
So was I. I still have my
problems. We have our problems believing that the Word of God means what it says. But does it say that? And again, I say unto you, isn't that awesome? That if two of you on earth shall agree about what?
Whatever you ask, I'll do it.
Isn't that awesome? Fantastic promises from God. Now, you know, wouldn't you begin to understand that as now you realize we're sons and daughters? Do you want, if you have children, if you've been fortunate to have children in your life, if you have children, do you want to give your children good things?
Yes.
Of course. You don't want to, if they come and say, Dad, I'm hungry, I need a loaf of bread, you're not going to hand him a scorpion, are you? Not on your life. Yeah, that's true. And how much more does God want to give good things to His children? But you got to realize you're a child. You're a child of God. If you've made Jesus Lord of your life, you're a child of God. You're a son. You're a daughter. And He wants to do good things for you, but you got to come to Him in faith. And so whenever I told the mother and dad that day, I said, okay, we've got all your sins confessed. Everybody's confessed their sin. I said, now we've taken this wonderful promise, Matthew 18:19. I said, Philip, what does that say? And he read that to me. He said, sir, it says, again I say unto you that if two of you on earth shall agree about anything, it's done. I said, well, how many of us are there here? He said, well, there's mom and there's dad, and there's me and my sister, and there's you. There's five. I said, okay, so there's five of us. How many did we have to have according to that scripture? He said, two. I said, and he said, we had to be somewhere special. Where is that? He said, on earth. I said, are we on earth? Yeah, we ain't out there in the moon or the stars somewhere, are we? We're here on earth. So he covered that quite well. So I said, okay. I said, now then, I'm going to kneel here on the floor. I said, Philip, if you want to kneel with me or just sit there on the couch, that's okay. But I'm going to come to the Father as a son of God in behalf of his promise, and I'm going to ask him to remove all the warts and scars off of your body, according to Matthew 18:19, in the precious name of Jesus. Then I'm going to thank him for doing it, and then all you got to do is praise him and thank him. It's done. Don't get into unbelief. So anyway, we did that. And when we got through doing that, the mother stood up and she said, when are they going to come off? I said, man, that's the only thing I don't know. God didn't tell me when he would answer my prayer, did he, George?
Nope.
He just said he would.
Yeah.
He didn't say how quick. Well, he just said, I will. So I said, now then, when I leave here, I can guarantee you there's another little critter that's going to come by and he's going to jump up on your shoulder and say, now you don't really think that these warts this boy's had for 8 years just because you knelt there and prayed are going to go away.
I've heard it many times.
Oh, you heard that voice? We all have, sir. We have heard that beast. He's really good at what he does. But it's a shame we need to be hearing what God says instead of what the devil says.
Amen.
But so anyway, I told that mother, I said, I guarantee you there's going to be a little critter that's going to jump up on your shoulder and he's going to say that you don't really think just because that old gray-headed man came over here and spoke a few words into the atmosphere, got you to repent of a few sins, and then he knelt on the floor and prayed and spoke in a few words that those warts that Phillip's had for 8 years is going to go away. That ain't going to happen. I said, and when that happens, when you hear that voice, when you see that little critter jump up on your shoulder, you reach over and get your Bible and open it up and say, Mr. Devil, it is written right here. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, that if two of us agree about anything, it's done. They are coming off in Jesus' name. I said, then believe that with no doubt in your heart. So anyway, 3 weeks later, I saw them at church for the first time. When they walked into that church door, that mother, that's the first time I'd ever seen a tall, skinny, slim, feisty Baptist mother dance before the Lord. But I saw it that day. She come in and she said, Thurman, look at this. She's jumping up and down, praising. Look at Philip's hands and his body. There's not a wart left on his body nowhere. They're all gone. The only thing that's left is those two big rows, those two big scars that he had. And I looked there and I said, Mama, don't get out of faith with me now. Stay with me. Let's stand on Mark 11:23. Let's go and put Mark 11:23. I said, that gives me something. I can put a time frame on this one. I said, Mark 11:23. Let's see what this says. What does Mark 11:23 say, Becky? What's that say? It's up there on the board.
I use that a lot.
Okay.
Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart.
Oh, there's that word.
Shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, and he will have whatever he said.
Pretty awesome verse, isn't it?
It is. Awesome
verse. So I told her, I said, now that one literally says, if I have the faith, I can put a time limit on what I want my prayer. So I said, Mama, if you'll stay in faith with me, you and your husband, I'm going to speak a word of prophecy according to Mark 11:23, that by this time next Sunday, Philip will not have a scar left on his body anywhere. What you can have whatever you say. Is that what he said?
Amen.
If I can believe it with my heart. So I'm limited. Do I have that kind of faith? Can I say, yes, Lord, I believe your word is 100% true, and I'm going to speak, and little Philip Wren is not going to have a scar left on his body this time next Sunday in Jesus' name. And next Sunday when they walked up on the porch there, she said, Thurman, look, come over there and brought Philip over and held his hands up, and I looked. She said, look, not a wart or a scar anywhere on Philip's body. Now, those promises had been in that book for thousands of years, had they not, brother?
That's right.
And most of us don't believe they're for us. And the reason most of us don't believe they're there, because I ask you a question. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We need some righteous men. We got them. They just don't know they're righteous. That's the problem. But when you show me a man that's a Christian man, just like George, when he learns that he didn't have nothing to do with his righteousness, it was done by Jesus.
Amen.
And then because of his righteousness, he gives you all this power. You can pray for your family, your wife, or anything, and he'll do it for you. Life becomes fun. And not only do you have to pray for your wife or kids, it can be in your business.
That's right.
He can help you do all kinds of things, can he not, George?
Amen.
And it, like you said a while ago, it makes life a whole lot better.
It does.
Because he shows us how to do things. But now George knows he don't have to be righteous to get his prayer answered. He is righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so therefore, the prayer of a righteous man, which is you. So when you, after you learn who you are in Christ, you won't never have another bad day. I'm serious. You will not have a bad day. I mean, there may be times the enemy will kind of get in there and do something to you. But when you start meditating on who I am, hey, I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I have power over the enemy. What am I doing letting that devil beat up on me? It's just like the time we were out there in Silver City, New Mexico a few years ago when this woman said she was all sick and afflicted and had all these pains in her breast, and she wanted me to minister to her. So that morning after the first night we were there, I went down to the hotel lobby and to the breakfast room, and she was down there, and we talked, and this girl was a Christian. She had studied the Word of God. Her Bible's marked up like my wife's. I mean, it had highlights all over it. But she had a problem. She couldn't get doctors, couldn't find her problem. So I sat there with her a little while, and I explained to her. I said, you got a demon, woman. You got a demon. And I said, there's some kind of sin, something you did that opened the door to let these demons in.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.